Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I was just sitting on the couch with my feet up.
Uh-uh, it ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
Of years, not just one summer. You can always have one abnormal summer, but when you see one after another, then you can see, yeah, there's a pattern here.
All right, that's of course John Napolitano talking about the wildfires in the context of climate change. It was a reporter asking her that question. I want to bring in Bill McKibben, author of the book Earth, Two A's, Making Life on a Climate, founder of the International Environmental Organization. Good morning, Bill. Great to have you.
Gotten to follow this for a long time, and I know the science pretty well. What's amazing about what's happening now is that it's exactly what the climatologists have been telling us will happen, and exactly what's been happening with more and more regularity in more and more places around the world. 350.org works in every country on the planet except North Korea, so we have a pretty good sense all the time of what's happening, and it's the same kind of thing place after place. The real hell, though, here is that, even the people who used to fund this kind of climate denial are giving up on it. The CEO of Exxon gave a speech last week in which he said, yep, you're right, global warming's real. Now, he went on to say, but it's an engineering problem with engineering solutions, and we'll just move our crop production areas to some place where it's not so hot, which is ludicrous. But, that's the tell.
Right.
Anybody who pays any attention to this knows that physics and chemistry are carrying the day. And, as powerful as the right-wing talk machine is, it's not as powerful as physics and chemistry.
James.
Environmentally friendly car ever produced. The secret? It kills its driver. Toyota calls it the Prius solution. When the driver enters the solution, the doors automatically lock and a seatbelt secures him in place. Then it's time for Toyota's revolutionary EcoSpike technology to go to work, impaling the driver through the heart and lungs. Ads for the solution tout the fact that it's the only car out there guaranteed to reduce its driver's carbon footprint to zero.
The newest member of the Prius family is the greenest member. Prius solution. When you're dead, you can't pollute.
Over 1,000 eco-conscious Americans have already pre-ordered the solution.
Yeah, I mean, if you care about the planet at all, it's the best car you can. If your car doesn't kill you, it's like, what's even the point?
The car does have its critics. Some are complaining it's irresponsible of Toyota to not use recycled materials in the construction of the solution's killing spikes. But Toyota is betting on customizable features like the family solution, which kills up to 6 people at once, and the green gardener, which grinds the body of the driver into an organic fertilizer to create healthy demand for the solution. Members of the media will get a chance to test drive the solution at Toyota's annual Green Car Convention this Friday. And this lucky reporter happens to be on the guest list.
got this amazing testimony that he gave. This is him testifying to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee in 1988. And he says, we notice a clear tendency in our model for greater than average warming in the southeast United States and the Midwest. We conclude there's evidence the greenhouse effect increases the likelihood of heatwave drought situations in the southeast and Midwest United States. If our model is approximately correct, such situations may be more common in the next 10 to 15 years than they were in the period between 1950 and 1980. So there is this match now. You can go back and actually look at the record. How do you connect,
Bill? That's right.
How do you connect, Bill? I mean, this is the conversation we've been having here about, first of all, facing up to the fact that we are going to, I mean, this is what your book is about, that we are going to have, even if we get our butts in gear to get reduce our carbon emissions, we're going to have a different looking Earth.
Of the extreme weather, we rarely hear two other words, global warming. This is just a sampling of recent news reports.
The heat wave that's baked the Rockies and the Great Plains now spreading east. There are 113 million Americans now in the excessive heat advisory zone. That's more than a third of the entire U.S. population.
The high today here in Indianapolis, a sizzling 103 degrees. That broke a 78-year-old record.
Nashville broke its all-time record, hitting 109 degrees. Authorities urged people to stay indoors and canceled outdoor events this weekend. From Atlanta,
smoking out here,
to Chicago.
I'm going to bring a towel soaked in ice and a bucket with ice and try to keep cool.
U.S. National Guard is helping police in Colorado Springs in the wake of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history. Those fires have forced thousands of people to flee their homes.
The fast-moving fires in Colorado have destroyed hundreds of homes and are threatening thousands more. The fires have grown so large you can see it from space. Take a look at this video from the International Space Station. It shows the area scorched by flames in the western states so far.
It's getting quite dangerous for some people, very old and very young especially. There's an excessive heat watch, which is basically an official way of telling you what we've been telling you for a long time. The rest of this week, lots and lots of excessive heat.
To become FM, this is Furious George, Thursday night at the Michael Powered Station here at WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro, where we take over a little piece of the community airwaves here. If you like the thing called community airwaves and you're listening right now locally, or you want to support us from wherever you happen to find us, that being online maybe, through furiousg.blogspot.com or wcomfm.org or a lot of other places, We'd like to tell you guys about making, you know, the station permanent, and we're moving into a new place, and the best way to make it permanent is to help us with this 100 times 100 campaign. So if you want to learn more about it, go to WCOMFM.org and help us really kick it in these new digs that we hopefully will be pulling together over the summer. And speaking of the summer, it's so nice for Yours Truly Furious to be back. We had a crazy adventure all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast and back again. So we made it, and this show goes out to DJ Charlie Char and the Ace Master and DJ Sister Cairo for their fun contributions. For everyone else, thanks for listening to Micropowered Radio. I'm furious. Oh, yeah, this show may be offensive to some
ladies
listeners in our member audience. Okay. Thanks for being a Micropowered supporter. I'm furious.
Weather coverage, but no mention of the role played by climate change and global warming. This comes as a relentless heat wave is now gripping the eastern United States for a fifth straight day. More than 2,000 heat records have been broken over the past week. Thousands more were set in June. Even more striking, the first day of July also broke records for the highest ever recorded temperatures on any date at spots in Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
Meanwhile, a violent thunderstorm known as a derecho left a more than 700-mile trail of destruction across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic Friday, cutting power to millions, killing at least 23 people. And all of this comes as firefighters in Colorado grapple with the two most destructive wildfires in Colorado history. The fires spread a haze of smoke over urban areas, displaced tens of thousands of people. They left behind vast swaths of blackened forests and burned to the ground more than 600 homes.
The thing you've been working for all of your life, and the beauty and the tranquility that we have been experiencing for the past several years, and realize now there's no house that...
If you have an epidemic, which, you know, kills a few hundred, a few thousands, people get scared, and you have the whole world society that get mobilized, and WHO, they get mobilized. They got all mobilized. But here we have an epidemic with so many casualties, millions, involved, and you don't do anything.
Extreme weather events dominated the news in 2000.
Gotten in there to the area yet to know how severe the damage was, whether things were burnt to the ground in the forest.
Different weather, and how do you connect that to what's happening now for people to make that tangible? Because I think that's the frustration we all have in this conversation, so, is making it tangible.
Two mottos here. One, adapt to that which you can't prevent. Eric's right. You got to have cooling centers in big cities now because we're going to have heat waves and it's impossible to prevent that. Mantra two, prevent that to which you can't adapt. Everything that we're seeing around us now is the result of a planet that's warmed about 1 degree. But the same climatologists who told us that would happen tell us that unless we get off coal and gas and oil very, very quickly, that 1 degree will be 4 or 5 degrees before the century is out, much of it locked in very, very soon. Above all else, to be working desperately to turn off coal and gas and oil and move to renewable energy. It's not an impossible thing to do. Technologically, we know how to do it. Last month, there was a day in which Germany generated more than half of its energy from solar panels within its borders. Wow. That shows me that we can do this technologically. What we lack is political will.
Therefore, there is still a closer relation. It is still argued among scientists how much and where.
Time to wake up.
Tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives. 11 bodies were pulled from just one location alone. The storm was so powerful it reportedly ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed.
Feeling the
tribalizing process.
This headline. One week into June, America is in the grip of pulverizing summer heat. Stretching from Texas to the big cities on the East Coast and even in the North, highways are buckling in the heat.
Misleading journal article and giving doctors perks that amounted to illegal kickbacks. Prosecutors also
forest fires, heat waves, and droughts are devastating much of the country. This comes just a week after Tropical Storm Debbie flooded Florida. But amidst the news coverage of the extreme weather, we rarely hear two other words, global warming. This is just a sampling of recent news reports.
The heat wave that's baked the Rockies and the Great Plains now spreading east. There are 113 million Americans now in the excessive heat advisory zone. That's more than a third of the entire U.S. population.
The high today here in Indianapolis, a sizzling 103 degrees.
Stay indoors and canceled outdoor events this weekend. From Atlanta, smoking out here. To Chicago.
I'm going to bring a towel soaked in ice and a bucket with ice and try to keep cool.
U.S. National Guard is helping police in Colorado Springs in the wake of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history. Those fires have forced thousands of people to flee their homes.
The fast-moving fires in Colorado have destroyed hundreds of homes and are threatening thousands more. The fires have grown so large, you can see it from space. Take a look at this video from the International Space Station. It shows the area scorched by flames in the western states so far.
It's getting quite dangerous for some of people, very old and the very young especially. There's an excessive heat watch, which is basically an official way of telling you what we've been telling you for a long time. The rest of this week, lots and lots of excessive heat.
Thank you.
feeling nervous, enraged, and excitable?
Are your feelings that others are out to get you increasing exponentially?
Feeling confused and disoriented as to why 30 million additional Americans should be insured?
Then it's time you asked your doctor about Republibliss. With its powerful combination of conspiracy, libertarianism, and imagination, you'll feel confident and self-assured in no time.
Go ahead. Get back to living your life and doing the things you really enjoy.
Republibliss blocks any of your vestigial concern for the poor or uninsured and replaces it with a love of insurance company profits.
Republibliss releases a powerful neural attractant, drawing you to like-minded free market thinkers
who know that if we use enough of Republibliss's patented magical pixie dust, insurers and pharmaceutical companies will make everything all right.
And until then, Republibliss frees you from painful facts with a fast-acting numerical truthless formula.
Because you don't need health coverage for your child with a pre-existing condition, reasonable premiums, a lower deficit, and an insurance company that sticks with you when you get sick.
You need Republibliss, your patented conservative formula for an imaginary problem that will magically disappear. Extensive clinical trials have shown that long-term, short-term, or any-term use of Republibliss will kill you or those around you.
Talk to your doctor about Republibliss today.
That's why we build movements like 315.org. And, you know, last year we managed to pull off the biggest civil disobedience action in 30 years in this country, at least temporarily, slow down construction of these pipelines to the vast tar sands of Canada. We're not strong enough yet, but we're getting stronger, and if we can build that movement, there's some chance of taking on not exactly the Republican right-wing talking machine, more getting at the people behind them, the wizards behind the curtain, who are the guys who run the fossil fuel industry.
Bill, you say political will, but of course the problem is centered mainly in the Republican Party. When you wrote your first book, and a bit before that, the Republican Party had prominent conservationists, environmentalists who would speak out against the kind of rhetoric that's coming from the extreme right wing, but now the party establishment has really embraced those extreme views. What's the way of returning some sensible Republican thinking and talking and opinion leadership to American politics?
So two quick answers here. One, the Republican leadership will follow the day that the fossil fuel industry, that the Koch brothers and others feel the heat, and that's where we need to turn much of the heat. Second, we can figure out how to turn some of that political heat on. One of the things we're doing at 350.org this summer is a big campaign against the fossil fuel subsidies that the federal government pays out. Yeah. It turns out that 80% of Americans, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, across the board, think that it's a poor idea to be giving federal money to the biggest, richest industry on the planet.
disoriented as to why 30 million additional Americans should be insured?
Then it's time you asked your doctor about RepubliBliss. With its powerful combination of conspiracy, libertarianism, and imagination, you'll feel confident and self-assured in no time.
Go ahead. Get back to living your life and doing the things you really enjoy.
RepubliBliss blocks any of your vestigial concern for the poor or uninsured and replaces it with a love of insurance company profits.
RepubliBliss releases a powerful neural attractant, drawing you to like-minded free market thinkers
who know that if we use enough of RepubliBliss's patented magical pixie dust, insurers and pharmaceutical companies will make everything all right.
And until then, are you suddenly feeling nervous, enraged, and excitable? Are you suddenly feeling nervous, enraged, and excitable?
Are you feeling
nervous, enraged, and excitable?
Are your feelings that others are out to get you increasing exponentially?
Feeling confused and disoriented as to why 30 million.
We are only beginning to realize what a tiny slice of human possibility we now have.
Are your feelings that others are out to get you?
Feeling confused and disoriented?
Then it's time you asked your doctor about RepubliBliss. With its powerful combination of conspiracy, libertarianism, and imagination, you'll feel confident and self-assured in no time.
So that's a campaign that can begin to do some of this damage that we need to do.
Bill.
Time record hitting 109 degrees. Authorities urged people to stay indoors and canceled outdoor events this weekend. From Atlanta,
smoking out here,
to Chicago.
I'm going to bring a towel soaked in ice and a bucket with ice and try to keep cool.
U.S. National Guard is helping police in Colorado Springs in the wake of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history. Those fires have forced thousands of people to flee their homes.
The fast-moving fires in Colorado have destroyed hundreds of homes and are threatening thousands more. The fires have grown so large, you can see it from space. Take a look at this video from the International Space Station. shows the area scorched by flames in the western states so far.
It's getting quite dangerous for some people, very old and the very young especially. There's an excessive heat watch, which is basically an official way of telling you what we've been telling you for a long time. The rest of this week, lots and lots of excessive heat.
The presidential campaign of then-Senator Barack Obama was a very carefully choreographed show, and it was a very effective one. By the time that Obama and Hillary were facing off in the Democratic primary, the war in Iraq was becoming widely opposed by people of varying political stripes in the U.S., so it was not, you know, a risky political issue to take a stand against it. But the reality is, if you move past the rhetoric, and Obama had some great rhetoric about ending the war, if you move past the rhetoric and you look at his foreign policy positions as they were seriously documented and written out by his team and by him, and then if you looked at the people that he had in his inner circle and was looking to tap for his future administration if he won, what you would see was a sort of a hawkish wing of the Democratic Party once again showing that it's a permanent part of Democratic administrations and Democratic presidencies. So when President Obama then, you know, came to power, he paid a lot of lip service to the idea of ending the practice of torture that was widespread under President Bush's administration, putting an end to secret prisons, stopping extraordinary rendition, halting a crackdown on civil liberty, some of the core issues that on the foreign policy front that led a lot of liberals to very enthusiastically support President Obama. He paid a lot of lip service to that and issued some executive orders. But what we've seen throughout the course of his presidency, whether we're talking about Guantanamo, where he has not been able to make good on his pledge to shut it down, all the way through his policies in Iraq and Afghanistan, you see him doubling down on what I think was one of the more dangerous aspects of Bush-era foreign policy.
I'll cry, repent, I lie.
We are back once more in the age of the hunter. This time, the hunter is a pack fighter and a researcher.
WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carbro. Hey, listen, I'm Furious George. Going to be signing off here and handing over the airwaves to the bodaciousness DJ Grizza. I will be back next week, and henceforth, you guys watch out for the heat. You know what I mean? And for everyone else out there who's listening and wants to help out Micropower Radio, go to WCOMFM.org and learn about how you can kick in for the campaigns that help community radio, WCOM. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Stick around.